Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Always in the mood for a little Freddie Jackson. Chuckery gets first request, so a little Tasty Love to start us off with. So, Braves up 2-0 right now. Ozuna's got another run driven in, so bottom of the sixth inning, so expand that lead, expand that lead, expand that lead. 404-726-0929. This will be our last night of the week here. We got Falcons foosball coming up here tomorrow night. So 5:30 pregame. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson will have all the pregame coverage. Then 7:30, Wes and Dave have the kick. They have the call. They have the kick. Toe meets leather at 7:30. Chris and Mike will have halftime, and then they will have the postgame show as well, and then we got the high school scoreboard show coming up Friday. Week number two, I guess, right? It's week number two.
Yeah, week two for high school football, but yeah. Week one for the actual show.
Yeah, week one for the actual show, but week two for high school football. So, and my daughter has some things going on. But anyway, might be in a football game. Who knows? We'll see. I know
you should. This is the time to get to one.
Yeah. So anyway,
before that weather changes on you, we got a while for that though.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow night, you know, who am I looking, you know, for? Who's got the most to prove? I definitely think that, you know, we talked about this with Tori that, you know, I think Jalen Mayfield is the big wild card that still has to be figured out. And he's a guy that I think he's done some good things in the postseason, preseason. When you've asked him to move north and south and run block, I think he's done some good things. When you've asking him to pass protect and, you know, do what he doesn't do very well, then it's been some issues with it. And I really think that he's on the bubble. Now, is he any great loss? No. But you start having a third-round pick that's a couple of years in that doesn't even get to his fourth year, and you're cutting him already, that's never good signs, you know, to it. And I think Torrey made a good point about the DeMarco Helms thing, is that they have a lot of safeties. And I think if Helms can get one more big game out of this, and again, remember, he's a low-round draft pick, right? I think he's, what was he, a sixth-round draft pick, I believe, was Helms. But they don't have a lot invested in him. But if he can have one more big game, then maybe he finds his way onto the 53. I think if not, at worst, he's a practice squad player. But if he can find a way to have another big game tomorrow night, he might find his way on the 53, even if that's on special teams and things like that. Because, again, they do have a lot of safeties. And, again, when we talk about Jesse Bates and Richie Grant and Jalen Hawkins, you know, that's three pretty good safeties that have, you know, obviously two of those guys have been starters for us the last couple of years. But, obviously, Jesse Bates is their big free agent signing. So it may be hard for a Helms to end up making the roster. You know, their fourth running back is another guy who, you know, he's led them in rushing, you know, first couple of weeks, and Igwebuke, and he's done some good things, but I just don't know if there's a spot on the 53 for him. You know, you have to try to make those decisions pretty hard. And again, some of these wide receivers, you know, it's not just, again, Matt Collins, Drake London, Scotty Miller. You figure that those guys are for sure. But some of the other guys, the, you know, J.J. Arcega, Whiteside, those kinds of guys, you know, there's a lot of questions about them. But I think Mayfield's the big guy who's got to prove what he can do and if he can make this roster or not. I think he's the big guy who can, you know, has the most to gain, because I think he's really on the bubble. And Penny Hart's another guy. I know I had a guy tweet me earlier with, look, he's a Georgia State fan and wants to see Penny Hart make team. I like Penny Hart. I'd like to see him make the team too. I don't know what his role is going to be, though. I don't know how far down the depth chart he is as a wide receiver and if he's not going to be a punt return guy that also makes it hard. You know, a lot of these guys, when we start talking about the bottom of the 53, those are special teams guys. Those are guys that have to be on special teams and make their bones on special teams. And I don't know enough about Penny Hart's special teams play to tell you. I'm not talking about punt and kick returns and stuff like that. I'm talking about lining up and making tackles on special teams. That's what guys like him have to do. That's what guys like Helms will probably have to do. Because I don't know how much playing time he's actually going to get with the depth of our safeties. And, you know, obviously, if you're going to play, you know, Hawkins and Grant and Jesse Bates a high volume percent of the time, there's only going to be amount of limited snaps for some of those guys. I think Adi Ogundeji, you know, he's on, you know, season-ending IR, but I wonder if they just settle up with him when all is said and done. I wonder if they just settle up on him and you know, again, just, you know, kind of let him just kind of recover and, you know, make himself a free agent come next year. But, you know, again, as I said earlier in the show, I'm looking for that same intensity that we had in game number one. And not saying we didn't have intensity in game number two, but I want to see influencing getting the quarterback on the ground, influencing turnovers. I want to see more of that, more of what we saw from game number one than we even saw from game number two. Now, I have not seen, have you seen anything about, is the Pittsburgh Steelers going to play anybody in this game or not? I have not seen. I can't say as I've followed Steelers football.
You know what? Shame on me, because the guys, Dukes and Bell, did have on one of the Pittsburgh reporters yesterday, and I'm drawing a blank as to what he said. I think he did say, Tomlin said, that the starters would go. I could be wrong. I'm sorry. Don't let me lie.
Okay.
No, don't let me quote my source.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just listen. Hold on. You can't backtrack. Just say, oh, yeah.
According to my source.
So I heard Mike Tomlin say that the starters for the Steelers are going to play all four quarters. that they're going to play all
there
four
it is,
quarters.
There it is.
Yeah. So it looks like the Steelers will have all of their starting unit play at least three quarters of the game. And they're going to treat this as a regular season game all the way through. Let's just say that. We got to start getting more hot takey. But no, I mean, look, it's the final preseason game. You don't want to get anybody hurt. I mean, that's the main thing, is nobody end up injured. Nobody end up costing them a spot because of injury. But certainly that there are some guys that need to prove some things. And, you know, I the thing I liked about Arthur Smith and what he said a couple weeks ago was the fact that he said, it's getting harder to make this team. It's becoming harder to make this team. And that's a good thing. right? I mean, that's what we want is there are few positions that are open and available. You know, I wonder how much Bergeron is going to play tomorrow night because he's a guy that I know he's your starter now, but I want to see him. I would like to see him get some work in. And even if that's with the number twos, I just want to see him get some work in, you know, and I still think that we're in the marketplace to grab another interior offensive lineman. If Mayfield doesn't make it, if I don't know if Kyle Hinton is going to make it or not, I know Arthur has talked about Kyle Hinton. He's done some good things or this, that, and the other, but I could definitely see some guys that get let go on this offensive line and open up some spots that we may go out and get somebody. Now, again, I don't know who that person is, and I don't know what cuts are going to look like when all is said and done. And you know that there's always – because, by the way, too, the Falcons are eighth on the waiver wire. So the Falcons are number eight on the waiver wire. So they're in pretty good shape, that they're not in too bad a shape right now on the waiver wire. So you can get your hands on some guys. And you never know about cap casualties and things like that. That's what's going to be interesting about this whole big player dump, right, is the idea of – hey, all of these guys are going to be available all at once, and what kind of, you know, cap casualties are going to be let go? You know, is there somebody who's kind of a sly old veteran that could, you know, fit this team and their profile and what they want to do? Again, we'll know next week on all of that. Also, too, the idea of, as Story talked about, the Jeff Okuda thing. You know, is he going to start off on short-term IR, right? If you do the short-term IR, that means you have to miss a four-game stretch of the season, right? We've seen that before, and obviously Cordarrelle Patterson, I think, was on short-term IR last year. But, you know, he may – if it looks like he's going to play in week one, two, whatever, I mean, then, you know, obviously you don't put him on any kind of IR and maybe sit him for the first week or so. But if he's going to miss 3 weeks, you might as well put him on short-term IR – and have that roster spot available to you. So there's still lots of questions to have to be figured out that obviously the picture will come more into focus and become more clear come next week when we see the final 53-man roster. And more importantly is we see who's out there on the marketplace. When we see guys who, whether cap casualties, whether they're just not good or whatever, we'll see some of these guys that become available, and I think the Falcons will be busy. You know, Arthur Smith talked about the clip that I think they'll be busy as far as getting on the waiver wire and the transactions and things like that because that's modern-day NFL, right? You're always looking, you know, again, as Bill Parcells famously said, if I can upgrade the 53rd man on my roster, I upgrade the 53rd man on my roster. Even if that guy doesn't factor in, I still upgraded every position imaginable. So we'll see what happens. It'll be a fun finale coming up tomorrow. Obviously, we'll have all of the coverage right here, 92.9 The Game, 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kick. Wes and Dave will have all of that, and then the postgame with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. And then we get ready in a couple of weeks for regular season football. At least we'll have college football in between the start of the regular season, and you know, we'll at least have some college football as a Labor Day. It'll be opening weekend in the world of college football. So
that's actually kind of exciting.
What's that?
Actually, that the fact that I know the games suck, but the fact that there's some college football this weekend.
Oh, there's some good games. I mean, look, I'm very intrigued to see Louisville and Georgia Tech Friday night. I mean, at Mercedes-Benz.
Intrigued. This weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, this weekend. I'm saying I know the game sucked this week.
Oh, yeah, the week zero.
But it's
yeah.
just kind of still exciting that college football is starting.
Oh, yeah. That we'll actually get games that count.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, those week zero games aren't supposed to be,
yeah.
you know, they're not supposed to be. They're just they wet your appetite.
Yeah, I'm about to say they're supposed to just wet your whistle.
Yeah. Because, again, the thing I love about college football on Labor Day weekend is they do go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we get matchup after matchup after matchup after matchup. You know, again, Tech and Louisville's Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get games on Labor Day Monday. You know, that's been Florida State LSU. I think it was Florida State LSU last year. Mm-hmm. I think it's Florida State LSU this year.
Yeah.
We get those kinds of games. And that's what I mean, college football does a great job of treating opening weekend like NASCAR. They put the Daytona 500 right as the first race of the year, and they get you right into it. So, but again, we'll have all the action coming up tomorrow for Falcons finale in the preseason. All right, when we get back, it will be time for That's Life. Wait till I tell Day-Day about this smoothie that is out there on the marketplace right now. Plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Key Studios. Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, 921 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316 at D.D. Lewis for real. So, how about this smoothie? And this is a real thing. There are two new smoothies that are a collaboration between Juice Press and Dove Body Wash. They are inspired by a couple of Dove's exfoliating body scrubs. Crushed macadamia vanilla and crushed cherry chia. Inspired by Dove Body Wash. Yes, this is a real thing.
What is that going to taste like?
Who thinks this is a good idea? Why would anybody want to drink their body wash? Why? Who asked for this? Seriously, who asked for this?
That's pretty... That.
From now through Thursday, September 14th, customers can stop by any of the 80 Juice Press locations across the United States and purchase two one-of-a-kind smoothies that will satisfy anyone's sweet tooth. The Dove Juice Cherry Chia Smoothie and the Dove Juice Press Crushed Macadamia Vanilla Smoothie.
Juice Box? That's the name of the place?
No. What's it
Juice
called? Press.
Juice Press.
Yeah, I don't even know where Juice Press is.
I'm looking to see if we have one here.
Okay. Based upon Dove exfoliating body scrubs.
It's pretty.
I mean, is there anything that is just interestingly new to come up with? I mean, just... These people are just nuts.
We have one south. Looks like it's in between McDonough and Locust Grove area. Mm,
okay. All right. Well, maybe you can go there and get your Juice Press Dove Body Wash, whatever.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Do you remember how we talked about a week or two ago about the 1960 Topps baseball box that had all of the unopened packs, packs?
Yep.
$216,000 it sold for. 36 unopened packs, $216,000 that it sold for. So, a collector, Day-Day, opened up a box of 2018 Bowman baseball cards. And it's what's called a jumbo box. So, these are like really thick packs, and they have multiple autographs and different things like that in them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, 2018 Bowman Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
The box costs $2,500. And that's really all because of one player. Any idea who was a rookie in 2018 in Major League Baseball?
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Because of that one card, huh?
Well, he's got like autographs and parallels and different things like that. But the kid spent $2,500 on a box of 2018 Bowman, and he went on YouTube or whatever, BoobTube or whatever, and he opened up the packs. And sure enough, he hit a autographed Shohei Ohtani number 250. It's a gold refractor number 250. The card is estimated to be worth somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. And just randomly pulled it out of a pack that he spent $2,500 on. If I spent $2,500 on a box of baseball cards, I'd get like Buddy Biancalana or somebody's autograph
would
like
be
that.
50 cents.
Like, yeah, it'd be like a $5 autograph. Would have been the best that I would have opened.
You know that box set I told you I have at the house that was like that ESPN Upper Deck, whatever, fifth, some kind of anniversary or whatever. Yeah, I googled the whole set is probably worth like $5.
Well, bury it for a couple of hundred years, and it'll be worth something. So,
yeah.
All right. So, Leaf Trading Cards, Day-Day, has what they have this set out that they call, and they do this on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pop Century, okay? And they get autographs from all kinds of celebrities. Like, I think that Harrison Ford is in this year's set.
Oh, nice.
Sylvester Stallone is in this year's set. So they, John Travolta's been in. I mean, they get all kinds of autographs.
That's pretty cool.
I have a Kevin Costner autographed baseball card, right?
Nice.
So,
okay.
Again, they do all these different autographs. Do you know who Ari Lehman is?
Not familiar.
So he is the guy who played the original kid of Jason Voorhees.
Oh.
He was the person, he was the actor who played Jason Voorhees. Remember in
the kid that supposedly died or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But remember when he grabs the girl in the boat and
yeah.
all that?
Mm-hmm.
That was him.
Oh, wow.
And he played the first Jason as well.
Oh.
Well, he's got autographs in the set. Kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Okay. Except that he's gone on Instagram and said they're all fakes. They're all fake autographs. They're not real. Don't buy them. He's saying this to Leaf. Here's Leaf Trading Cards' response. We are aware of the Ari Lehman Pop Century signature situation. Leaf has a signed affidavit by Ari and signed by a witness. Because, again, when these people
right.
sign these cards,
right.
somebody has to witness it. We do not have any further comments at this time.
So he's trying to stop them from making money.
Probably. Maybe he feels like he didn't get
a
good enough deal.
Yeah.
He didn't get a good enough deal. So, anyway. crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday today to Kobe Bryant. It is his birthday today. It's Hugh Douglas's birthday today.
Big Hugh.
Julio Franco. It's his birthday today. Shelley Long from Cheers.
Okay.
Rick Springfield from early 80s pop and General Hospital. I actually saw Rick Springfield in concert at the it was the Cleveland Air Show that he did a concert at the airport and air show.
He had a nice little run, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't he, like, pop up on some soap operas
yes,
back in the day,
yes, he was on General
too?
Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital, yeah.
Dr. Noah Drake on General Hospital.
Yeah.
And he obviously had a lot of success on the pop charts and everything.
Yeah.
And Keith Moon's birthday is today, which they say that if you heard all of the crazy stories about Keith Moon, all of them are true, and they're even 10 times worse than what they were. So, anyway. All right, so tonight's top 10 list. Top 10 celebrities, athletes, famous people that we lost way before we should have in honor of Kobe Bryant. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
Man, this was hard to narrow down to 10 because, I mean, obviously, we're older guys.
Right,
so,
right.
You know. So, I got three honorable mentions. I'll say them real fast. Dale Earnhardt, Steve McNair, Owen Hart. All right. Those are my honorable mentions.
Gotcha.
All right. My list, Lynn Bias.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Gathers.
Yeah.
Of course, Kobe Bryant. River Phoenix. Pat Tillman. Prince, Whitney, Michael Jackson, Heath Ledger, and Derek Thomas.
Yeah. So I've got a few of those on there as well. My honorable mention, believe it or not, is Elvis Presley. So my mom was a big fan of Elvis Presley. I remember where I was at when Elvis Presley died. I was in Homosassa Springs, Florida.
Mm.
We were on vacation at a zoological exhibition.
Right.
And he had died that day, and my mom still has the newspaper from the day he died.
Wow.
From Florida. But it would have been interesting. Now, again, Elvis probably wouldn't have lived tremendously longer.
Just because of
he died
his
young,
lifestyle.
But his again being into all the drugs and everything, and just all the craziness and everything that went along with it. But he's my honorable mention. John Belushi.
Yeah.
Now, when John Belushi died, so right before he died, Dan Aykroyd came to John Belushi and said, "I think I've got something that I'm working on that it's going to help us get on track." Because John Belushi, at the end of his movie career, it was very hit or miss.
Right.
Right? I mean, it wasn't Animal House and Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers
it was Continental Divide and what was that movie about the Hitman, Dan Aykroyd, that had they were neighbors, the crazy neighbors, whatever it was. But Dan Aykroyd went to John Belushi right before he died and he said, "Look, I think I'm working on something, and I think I've got something that is going to get us back on track." You know what that was?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine Bill Murray, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Comedy gold.
And if he had just been able to hang around a little bit longer, maybe he could. But again, he was, you know, he died at some home drunk and just drugged out and everything like that. But but that's an interesting story. Dan Aykroyd has told that story multiple times. Mm-hmm. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I had a chance to see him 6 months before he died, and I did not go to his concert up at Akron U.
Wow.
He was at the James A. Rhodes Arena at Akron U, and I did not go to the concert, and 6 months later, he's dead.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a great guitar player. Let me tell you, watch his special on Austin City Limits on PBS.
Okay.
It's one of the great, I mean, you talk about just mind-blowing concerts that's ever done. And again, it's just him playing a little hallway, but I mean, it's his guitar playing that's just unbelievable. I had Kobe on my list as well. It's such a shame that Heath Ledger didn't live to enjoy the success of Batman. Christopher Nolan has said that he would have put Heath Ledger in some kind of role in, The Dark Knight Rises?
Right.
Like, there would have been something for him to do. Mm-hmm. That was always the plan.
Right.
Not necessarily to replace Bane.
Right.
But there was something for him to do in that movie. But the fact that he never was able, because again, he died during post-production.
Yep.
Like, he wasn't even alive when the movie actually was released.
Yeah.
He was already dead. Now, part of that may be, and I hate to say it this way, but a lot of times when you die, your celebrity status
goes up. Yep.
His performance was so good, he deserved all the accolades that he got. But I definitely think that there is a piece of something that, because of his death, hyped up that movie. But again, it's still the best comic book movie. It's still one of the great performances of all time. I mean, his acting is just phenomenal. Yeah. I don't care if it's Joker or whatever. His acting is just phenomenal as the body language and the character and everything along with it. I was alive when John Lennon was shot, I remember that on Monday Night Football when Howard Cosell announced that John Lennon was shot. Again, we never got a chance to see the Beatles get back together, you know. And once Lennon died, remember they did that thing. I think it was like the 90s when they had that DVD that was released, and they got back together, and they had the song from John Lennon, Freeze a Bird, and all that kind of stuff. But we never really got our full-scale reunion of getting them all back together. And, again, when all of these bands, you know, the Eagles and everybody else have gotten back together, that was the one that we never got to see. Bruce Lee. I remember when Bruce Lee, you know, died as well. Can you imagine Bruce Lee just still being even older through the late 70s, early 80s action star?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy. Whitney's on my list, obviously, as well. I mean, just Amy Winehouse was top of her fame.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, she died, and we never got more great music. Right. And I like Amy Winehouse. She's not my favorite artist, but I think she's got some really good music.
Yeah.
Aaliyah.
Yes, definitely.
I
met her, I think, maybe 4 months before she died.
Really?
I had just started working in radio, and she came to the station.
Wow.
It was funny because the marketing director was like, "Hey, man, Aaliyah's coming. You want to come up here?" Because I was at home, and I rushed up there, and it was so funny. I had my jersey on. This was when, like, wearing jerseys was kind of thing.
Right, right.
My jersey was on backwards. So after I got my picture, after they leave, he goes, "Hey, man, that's pretty cool. Did you wear your jersey on backwards on purpose?" I was like,
"Oh, my God." R. Kelly wasn't with her, was he?
No.
Oh,
okay. This was way beyond that.
And my final one is... What's his real name? Christopher Biggie?
Biggie. Christopher Wallace.
Yeah, Christopher Wallace, yes. Notorious B.I.G.
Yes.
And I really like B.I.G.
Yeah.
Again, some people say he's not dead. I mean, like Tupac and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he is. You know, he had to change his name to Notorious B.I.G. because there was a band called Biggie Smalls that was suing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's how the Notorious B.I.G.
came about. Okay, yep. Good stuff. All right, we'll honor Terry Funk when we get back. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Follow us on our Twitter pages at JMCH316. I'm at JMCH316. He's at DD Lewis for real. Just was looking at something else here for just a minute. You know, again, we talked about this early in the show. We lost the great Terry Funk today. And there is no doubt that Terry Funk is not just one of the greatest wrestlers in history. He's one of the most influential wrestlers in history. Everybody loved. I don't know that anybody has ever said bad things about Terry Funk. Like, he is. There are real, true legends in the wrestling industry. Terry Funk is one of the real, true legends. And his whole family. Again, Dory was the NWA world champion. Terry was the NWA world champion. You know, Dory Funk Sr. ran the Amarillo Territory in Texas, one of the great territories of all time. They made huge money back in the old days. They'd fight with the Poffos and all that. I mean, just, you know, just all kinds of crazy things. But Terry was a wild man, you know, and as a wrestler, I mean, look, he was really one of the guys who helped create the narrative of ECW. You know, he was one of the guys who really helped create that narrative about their craziness and their hardcoreness and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, the matches that Terry Funk and Mick Foley had in Japan, and again, that's not my style of wrestling, but the, you know, the death matches and all the crazy stuff that those guys did. And, you know, later on, you know, it's funny because he was Chainsaw Charlie when he got back to the WC, or I should say to WWE in 98, right? And remember, he came out of the box and I remember Chainsaw Charlie. And that was after a guy that was a friend of his that was a guy that was a barber named, and we nicknamed him Chainsaw Charlie. And that whole story that Bruce Prichard tells and Jim Cornette tells is just fabulous. But you know, again, coming back for the 98 Rumble with the pantyhose on his head and obviously his time in ECW. Then he came back, you know, and he was the hardcore champion in 99-2000 when WCW was about to go under and all that kind of stuff. But his feud in 89 with Flair, and you think about literally as Flair was wrapping up his final match against Steamboat in arguably the greatest series of matches in wrestling history, at WrestleWar 89, Terry Funk literally pile drives him at the end of the match between Steamboat and Flair. When that match was over, him, because Terry Funk was on commentary, they got into it and they had those great matches with one another. And that was, you know, again, Flair went from arguably the greatest rivalry as a three-match series in the history of wrestling and went right into all kinds of five-star matches with Terry Funk. I mean, Terry Funk was just that level performer. And again, we've seen Terry Funk on Roadhouse is obviously probably, I don't know, is that his most famous
probably
role?
Probably most recognizable,
yeah. I mean, so are you going to tell us what we're going to do, Dad? but that's one of his, you know, recognizable roles and stuff like that. And he did a lot of acting, though. I mean, he did a pretty good amount of acting. You know, he worked a lot with Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, what was that movie? Oh gosh.
Oh, was it over? It wasn't Over the Top.
No. This was between Rocky and some of his other stuff, but Stallone was a big, so if you don't know, Sylvester Stallone has been a big wrestling fan his whole life. He's always been a big wrestling fan, but Terry Funk was one of the guys he was a big fan of, and he and Terry did a lot of stuff together, you know, with movies and stunt coordination and different things like that. So Terry has always been around the movie business and things like that. And he's obviously starred in several roles, but there's no doubt that, Again, Mick Foley talks about what an influence he was on his career. Jim Ross talks about what an influence he's been on his career. I mean, just, oh, Paradise Alley. Yes, that's what it was, yeah. Ric Flair obviously talks, you know, about him. And again, Terry wrestled for 50 years. I mean, literally, Terry was wrestling, you know, again, in independent shows and stuff like that until the last few years. I mean, he had really slowed down, and there were a lot of I think he actually had put out on Twitter a year or so ago that there were rumors about he had died a year or so ago, and I think he put out on his Twitter page that, no, I'm still alive. I'm alive and kicking. But he was a family man. He was married for like 40 years or something like that. I mean, he was married for a long time. And obviously his whole family is one of the great wrestling families of all time. I mean, Dory Funk Jr., Terry, you know, Dory Sr., like that's one of the great wrestling families, you know, of all time. So there just is nobody like Terry Funk. And, you know, as he got older, I mean, his reputation, you know, he was the crazy old man. I'll tell you, you know, again, he was one of the guys that worked with Mick Foley. So the famous Hell in a Cell, King of the Ring, 98,
right,
when Foley gets thrown off the top of the cage. Well, again, Terry Funk comes down to ringside, and he's talking to Mick and like, you know, Mick, are you okay? But Terry Funk takes the choke slam from Undertaker when they're in the middle of the ring and doing all the schmoz, because Terry's like, look, let him rest, give him some time, give me a choke slam or something, you know, do something to me, whatever like that, because Terry's down there and he's you know, because Terry was the guy who I guess supposedly said, you know, when the greatest Hell in a Cell match is still the first one, Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. And Mick was like, how are we going to top that?
Right.
Well, why don't you start on the cage, climb up to the cage? And he was the guy that inspired Mick to go climb up on the cage. Now, he didn't know that he was going to take the bump off the cage,
right,
but he was the one who suggested the idea of starting on the roof on the outside of the cage, and everything just kind of led to that, you know. But again, he's one of the legendary performers of all time, some of the greatest matches in wrestling history, one of the greatest families of all time, and there's just nobody like Terry Funk. His reputation in the business will never be matched. For all the stars and things like that, his reputation in the industry and in the business can never be matched. I mean, it's one of the great legacies in the history of professional wrestling. So RIP to the great Terry Funk.
Yeah, I saw a lot of tribute from people that, like, as far as just regular people that I had no clue were necessarily wrestling fans, like people in, you know, that I associate with or whatever, and just saw a lot of tributes to him. So
yeah, and again, there were a lot of fans of his outside of the world of wrestling and entertainment, things like that were big fans of Terry Funk. All right, going to wrap things up when we come back with a Love TKO. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Follow us on our Twitter pages at JMCH316. I'm at JMCH316. He's at DD Lewis for real. Just was looking at something else here for just a minute. You know, again, we talked about this early in the show. We lost the great Terry Funk today. And there is no doubt that Terry Funk is not just one of the greatest wrestlers in history. He's one of the most influential wrestlers in history. Everybody loved. I don't know that anybody has ever said bad things about Terry Funk. Like, he is. There are real, true legends in the wrestling industry. Terry Funk is one of the real, true legends. And his whole family. Again, Dory was the NWA World Champion. Terry was the NWA World Champion. You know, Dory Funk Sr. ran the Amarillo Territory in Texas. One of the great territories of all time. They made huge money back in the old days. They'd fight with the Poffos and all that. I mean, just, you know, just all kinds of crazy things. But Terry was a wild man, you know, and as a wrestler, I mean, look, he was really one of the guys who helped create the narrative of ECW. You know, he was one of the guys who really helped create that narrative about their craziness and their hardcoreness and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, the matches that Terry Funk and Mick Foley had in Japan, and again, that's not my style of wrestling, but the, you know, the death matches and all the crazy stuff that those guys did. And, you know, later on, you know, it's funny because he was Chainsaw Charlie when he got back to the WC, or I should say to WWE in 98, right? And remember, he came out of the box and I remember Chainsaw Charlie, and that was after a guy that was a friend of his that was a guy that was a barber named and we nicknamed him Chainsaw Charlie, and that whole story that Bruce Prichard tells and Jim Cornette tells is just fabulous. But you know, again, coming back for the 98 Rumble with the pantyhose on his head and obviously his time in ECW. Then he came back, you know, and he was the hardcore champion in 99-2000 when WCW was about to go under and all that kind of stuff. But his feud in 89 with Flair, and you think about literally as Flair was wrapping up his final match against Steamboat in arguably the greatest series of matches in wrestling history, at WrestleWar 89, Terry Funk literally pile drives him at the end of the match between Steamboat and Flair. When that match was over, him because Terry Funk was on commentary, they got into it and they had those great matches with one another. And that was, you know, again, Flair went from arguably the greatest rivalry as a three-match series in the history of wrestling and went right into all kinds of five-star matches with Terry Funk. I mean, Terry Funk was just that level performer. And again, we've seen Terry Funk on Roadhouse is obviously probably, I don't know, is that his most famous
probably
role?
Probably most recognizable,
yeah. I mean, so are you going to tell us what we're going to do, Dad? but that's one of his, you know, recognizable roles and stuff like that. And he did a lot of acting, though. I mean, he did a pretty good amount of acting. You know, he worked a lot with Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, what was that movie? Oh gosh.
Oh. Was it over? It wasn't Over the Top.
No. This was between Rocky and some of his other stuff, but Stallone was a big, so if you don't know, Sylvester Stallone has been a big wrestling fan his whole life. He's always been a big wrestling fan, but Terry Funk was one of the guys he was a big fan of, and he and Terry did a lot of stuff together, you know, with movies and stunt coordination and different things like that. So Terry has always been around the movie business and things like that, and he's obviously starred in several roles, but there's no doubt that, again, Mick Foley talks about what an influence he was on his career. Jim Ross talks about what an influence he's been on his career. I mean, just El Paradise Alley. Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. Ric Flair obviously talks, you know, about him. And again, Terry wrestled for 50 years. I mean, literally, Terry was wrestling, you know, again, in independent shows and stuff like that until the last few years. I mean, he had really slowed down, and there were a lot of I think he actually had put out on Twitter a year or so ago that there were rumors about he had died a year or so ago. And I think he put out on his Twitter page that, no, I'm still alive. I'm alive and kicking. But he was a family man. He was married for like 40 years or something like that. I mean, he was married for a long time. And obviously his whole family is one of the great wrestling families of all time. I mean, Dory Funk Jr., Terry, you know, Dory Sr., like that's one of the great wrestling families, you know, of all time. So there just is nobody like Terry Funk. And, you know, as he got older, I mean, his reputation, you know, he was the crazy old man. I'll tell you, you know, again, he was one of the guys that worked with Mick Foley. So the famous Hell in a Cell, King of the Ring 98,
right,
when Foley gets thrown off the top of the cage. Well, again, Terry Funk comes down to ringside, and he's talking to Mick and like, you know, Mick, are you okay? But Terry Funk takes the choke slam from Undertaker when they're in the middle of the ring and doing all the schmoz, because Terry's like, look, let him rest, give him some time, give me a choke slam or something, you know, do something to me, whatever like that, because Terry's down there and he's you know, because Terry was the guy who I guess supposedly said, you know, when the greatest Hell in a Cell match is still the first one, Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. And Mick was like, how are we going to top that?
Right.
Well, why don't you start on the cage, climb up to the cage? and he was the guy that inspired Mick to go climb up on the cage. Now, he didn't know that he was going to take the bump off the cage,
right,
but he was the one who suggested the idea of starting on the roof on the outside of the cage, and everything just kind of led to that, you know. But Again, he's one of the legendary performers of all time, some of the greatest matches in wrestling history, one of the greatest families of all time, and there's just nobody like Terry Funk. His reputation in the business will never be matched. For all the stars and things like that, his reputation in the industry and in the business can never be matched. I mean, it's one of the great legacies in the history of professional wrestling. So RIP to the great Terry Funk.
Yeah, I saw a lot of tribute from people that, like, as far as just regular people that I had no clue were necessarily wrestling fans, like people in, you know, that I associate with or whatever, and just saw a lot of tributes to him. So
yeah, and again, there were a lot of fans of his outside of the world of wrestling and entertainment and things like that were big fans of Terry Funk. All right, going to wrap things up when we come back with the Love TKO. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.